Sister Fumbrel nodded southward across the wall top.
Well, don't force too much down that famine face of yourn. Mayhaps your friends might like some.
Abbess Margerin wheeled about and spotted Buckler emerging from the fringe of the south woodlands. Whooping and yelling, she scrambled up onto the battlements.
Over here, my friend, over here!
She almost overbalanced until Fumbrel reached out and helped her down. The big jolly otter laughed.
Calm down, Marge. He'd have a job to miss the sight of Redwall Abbey, though you don't usually see a mother abbess dancing on the battlements.
Drull Hogwife and Selimole Gergie hurried to open the small south wall gate. Buckler, Django, Skipper and Bartage stood to one side as Flib led the four Dibbons inside. Word had gone round the abbey like wildfire. Red Wallers came flocking down to meet Tassie, Guffy, Gherchin and Borty. The Logalog's wife, Firm, threw herself upon the babe.
Oh, Borty, my little Borty, you're safe.
Though still not fully recovered from her injuries, Clarinna had hastened down from the infirmary, pushing her way through the onlookers. She wailed,
"My babes, Urfa, Calla, where are they? You said that you'd bring them back, Buckler. Where are they?"
Buckler signalled Sister Fumbrel. Between them, they ushered the distraught mother back to the abbey, as Buckler reassured her in a hopeful manner.
"Don't worry, Clarinna. I know exactly where they are. Now we have the vermin's location, I'll make sure that your babes are back with you shortly."
Abbess Margerin, who had heard Buckler, whispered to Skipper,
"Is that right? Do you know where the little ones are being held?"
The otter chieftain called out aloud,
"No sense in whispering about it, Marm. There's some here who'd like to know where their dibbins are, right?"
Margerin held up a pause as the assembly began a clamour.
"Every beast not on wall duty, go to the orchard. We'll take lunch there and hear all the news from our friends."
Dymphnia Witherspike blew a snout upon her apron hem.
"Oh, I won't be able to eat a single bite until I know about my twins, Jiddle and Jinty. Are they alive and safe?"
Oakheart put his paw about her comfortingly.
"Now, now, my dear. Come along and we'll hear the news together. Forget the food."
Their impudent son, Rambuculus, sniggered.
"Never mind, Ma. I'll scoff your lunch for you."
Tragedia cast out a paw dramatically, which accidentally caught Rambuculus square on the jaw, felling him. Tragedia ignored his prostrate figure, giving theatrical vent to her feelings.
"Oh, brother, you heartless wretch! Have you no feelings for your kin-beasts and our dear parents?"
The Witherspike grandmother, Crumfish, prodded Tragedia with her stick.
"Well, it, young'un, leave him there and let's get some lunch. I'm famished."
Passing over his command to the Gowsham Divery, Diggs came down from the ramparts to join his companion.
"What ho, Buck! As you see, I've kept an iron paw and things back here. Stemmed a shrew mutiny and had the defenders on their mettle in good style. So, give us the news, mate. When do we launch a full-scale attack on the rascally old vermin types? What? I've worked up a super ambush for when they run up here today. Now, what we do is this..."
Buckler interrupted him.
"I don't think they'll be coming back today, Diggs. We had a small run-in with Zwilt and a few others back there. Four of them went down, but Zwilt got away. Shame, really. I was longing to cross blades with that evil scum."
Twilight was falling over the orchard by the time everything had been talked about. The abbess went over what had been said.
"So what you're saying is that this warrior mole Axtel knows exactly where the young ones are imprisoned?"
Skipper nodded.
"Right, Marm. I know the place myself. In fact, I'm sure I could find it. That big oak, it's a whole pile of caves and passages under the roots."
Granby interrupted.
"It's the hideout, which the vermin call Althea, but really it's the old Corrim headquarters that was known originally as Brock Hall."
Margerin sipped some cold mint tea.
"Then I take it you intend attacking the place to free the young'uns. But what about the Sable Queen and the beast called Zwilt?"